RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hempy on the mic, the Friday fun edition. Gary Hess joins in 10 minutes. At 11 o'clock, you know what time it is. It's 11 o'clock, but it's also Parney time. We'll bring on Parney. Big doings. They're going to break the ground next week. They announced that on the new stadium. I'm sure he'll have something to say about that. He can take his victory lap for being 1-0 in football picks, and we'll let you know who we got this weekend. Big weekend in college football. ACC, SEC. We bookmark this weekend every year. It's the time of year where I say, why do they do it this way? College football always starts with their big games, and then week two, it's all duds. They all schedule their Western, East Kentucky, A&M states. I would do it in the reverse direction. That's just me. I know the TV money talks, and the TV money says people want to be watching college football this weekend. Let's stage some big games. I would say it has not been the start to the season the ACC would have hoped for to date. Now, they took care of business last night. UNC squeaked by Minnesota 19-17. Georgia Tech getting Florida State, though, that throws things open. If everything's in the lens of can the ACC get two playoff teams, you're going to need your stars to be stars. Now, NC State is one of those teams that I think everybody's counting on to be pretty good this year. They were number 24 in the preseason poll. They look as good as they've looked in a long time. They did it right. They scheduled the Western Carolina Catamounts for their opening game last night, brought them to Raleigh, gave them a nice check. Let's just send them home on the bus with an L. And sure enough, the Catamounts were leading entering the fourth quarter. NC State salvaged what could have been a pretty terrible night.
Raphael to the left shoulder of McCall. Abtut McCall blitzes up, picked up by Raphael, throws it over the middle, complete Concepcion, keeps his balance, left hand on the turf of the 20, breaks a tackle at the 10, angles in, touchdown, 35 yards, Casey Concepcion, 14:45 to play, and he has dominated this opener tonight.
I'm not sure you should sound that excited about edging the Catamounts. Catamount, large cat, like a cougar, but slightly different. Now you know. ACC, SEC this weekend, though. We're looking at Tech. Take care of business against Vandy. Obviously, we'll have Virginia Tech preview and predictions as we roll through the show today. But the big ones, the other nooner, Clemson against Georgia and Atlanta. I was going to say going to Georgia. They are going to the state of Georgia. They're not playing between the hedges, but they are playing in Atlanta. I don't have any hope for this one. I think that Georgia's just head and shoulders above everybody else in the country right now. That said, is the opener. I do think if Clemson keeps it close, they can buy some goodwill. 3:30, you got Miami going to the Swamp to play Florida. Another big, big football game. Miami could do itself a lot of favors by taking care of business down there in the Swamp. Everybody's watching these games. how does the ACC hold up against the SEC? And obviously, Tech's the team that's got to hold serve if they want to accomplish the things they want to accomplish this year. But it's that time of year where the work you do now is going to pay off in that selection committee later this year. ACC wants two teams. Time to go get two teams. Time to go win some football games. Take care of business. You can't win them all unless you win the first one. And a lot of teams going up against that this week. Of course, UVA hosting Richmond tomorrow night. Looking forward to being out there among my Charlottesville people tomorrow night. Should be a good Richmond contingent as well. Quarterback battle continues at Richmond. They're not going to announce their starter until he lines up under center for the opening snap. UVA announced it's Anthony Calandria, the sophomore. He was electric last year. Couldn't take your eyes off of him. Great plays, great speed. Also, he played six games and had 14 turnovers, 9 interceptions, 5 fumbles. That's not how you win football games, and that'll be a real focus tomorrow. How is he with the ball? Can he protect the ball? You assume that UVA is going to beat Richmond, kick off Tony Elliott's third season with a bang. Obviously, if they don't, we'll have a very different discussion. It's that time of year. Game one, week one, weird things happen, right? Catamounts leading into the fourth quarter against what I think is a pretty good NC State team. I don't know that Clemson's got what it takes to hang with Georgia tomorrow for sure, but there's a lot of action nationally that's going to sort out how we view these conferences, how we see everything happening from here on out. And so it's a big, big weekend. Last weekend, NFL's off. When we come back on Tuesday, it's an NFL game week. We'll be 2 days away from Chiefs-Ravens. We'll go into full football mode when we get you ready for the Commanders down in Tampa at the Buccaneers, week one. Now 9 days away for them. But the focus certainly on the colleges this week in Virginia Tech. How about a little Bill Roth there on the Junkies? Let's go. Virginia Tech football sweeping the nation. Nobody wants to say it outright, right? We had Mike Burn up on yesterday, Bill Roth. People are excited. There's potential. They could be good. No, nobody wants to say it out loud. This could be a year. You get the feeling, if everything comes together, this could be a year. And I thought Bill nailed it. Starts in the trenches. They were in their early season losses last year. Which were embarrassing losses when they've lost to Rutgers, lost to Marshall. They got blown off the ball at the line of scrimmage both ways. Improved defensive line, and that D-line played really well at the end of last year, too. But your big names are only going to go as far as the offensive line takes them. They're only going to go as far as Kyren Drones is only going to be able to run if his line gives him time to read downfield. Bashaul Tutin's only going to get 100 yards if there are holes for him to run through. It all starts up at the line. For UR, certainly a promising season with an opportunity to begin. The other FCS game of note was last night, William & Mary sliding by VMI 41-7 in that game. Nice start to Mike London's season. Tribe nationally ranked number 15 in the FCS poll. Better than the ACC is doing. I mentioned Carolina, NC State, both surviving. Three FBS versus FBS games so far for ACC teams. Combined margin in those games, 10 points. We'll talk about Deion. Deion's crew got a workout. Got the win, though. When the dust settles, they'll keep their hype going for another week. We'll, of course, do the baseball update. And you know that because it's a day and there's a radio show, somebody said something down in Cowboys land that we have to react to. It was Dak Prescott this time and said if he doesn't get a contract, that'll tell him how everybody feels about him. So Dak's in his feelings. I'll do this later. Bookmark this for later in the show. Y'all know I came in here yesterday. Why in the world did they pay CeeDee Lamb? They're only going to create problems down the road. And then the Niners paid Brandon Ayuk yesterday. What are we doing here? And then the story they leak out through Diana Russini at The Athletic was that they tried to trade for another receiver so that they could trade Brandon Ayuk, but they couldn't find one, so they're just paying him. When did everybody lose their minds? They had contracts for the football players, and they were going to have to work. And they just, I don't know. They're mad. I guess we have to pay them all the money. We have no options here. I think there were options. We'll dive into all that as the show goes on. We're going to give away Nitro Cross tickets one more time. This is our 10th day of Nitro Cross because we did it a couple weeks ago. Fifth day of Nitro Cross this week. If you want to head out to Richmond Raceway next weekend and watch a Nitro Cross, I highly recommend staying tuned to this program. As you know, Gary Hess is a regular with us on Friday mornings. Gary was burning the midnight oil last night, had a blowout of a season opener. We'll ask him about that. We'll set the stage for high school football. Night one in the books of season 31. We'll give you the recap. We'll get you ready for the weekend with Gary. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, the Friday fun show.
Now, normally, this show will be Gary Hess getting us excited for a night of high school football, firing us up, setting the matchups, doing the things. Today, we get Hangover Gary after a...
I'm sorry, I'm just laughing at Hazel's like, okay, guys, the off-air conversation has to stop. We need to turn the microphones on now.
You've been here about as long as I've been here this morning. I rolled into this... I don't want to exaggerate. 9:57?
58.
Yeah, I think the producers keep track of such matters. It was a close call this morning. What happened was I was meeting with somebody this morning for the Richmonder, and I had told, let's meet at 8:30 because I drop my kids off at school and then I'll come over. He was like, we'll meet. I said, you know, we have to meet early because I do radio show at 10. He said, as early as you need. I was like, well, I drop the kids off at school, not realizing kids don't have school today.
I was just going to say.
I was just sitting there for an hour not doing. Yeah.
I was getting ready to say, where do your kids go to school?
Yeah. They don't today. Big fat zero on the school scoreboard
out
there.
Hey, so, you know, my kids don't have school today either.
Because?
They're not in school anymore.
There you go.
Well, yeah. Actually, my youngest does have school today.
Okay. College?
Yeah.
Yeah. Colleges don't have frivolities like 4-day weekends.
That's right.
Not really
it's
a thing.
It's called fall break.
Not really.
They do it once.
I'm excited. I'm going up to UVA tomorrow. I'm going to be the Associated Press writer for the day, filling it off, playing the role of the Associated Press tomorrow, Michael Phillips. I love that place in the fall. The open air press box. You get open air press boxes all the time because you're a high school guy. That is a treat for us college and pro people.
I have I've covered many a games at UVA back in the day.
Sure.
And so yeah, I enjoy that very much. And of course, the open air press box in the dead of winter when it's frigid, they've got the heat lamps that marginally offset it.
They went to a McDonald's and said, "What do you use for the French fries?" Great, we'll give the media that. So if the beauty of the heat lamp is that part of your body is 200 degrees and part of your body is the negative 12, that's the outdoor temperature.
And you can't feel your feet. Exactly. It is very, so, so true.
I have frostbite and a sunburn.
What were the odds?
Give me what they use to cook Hot Pockets. I want it freezing cold on the outside, but when you take a bite, scalding hot. No. Oh, how did that happen?
And yet the question there is, why in the world are you eating Hot Pockets? But
Hot Pockets. Gary Hess, were at Highland Springs, Manchester last night.
Yes.
Look, so much has been said about Highland Springs. So much has been said about the program, the operation. Yeah, they're that good again?
They don't rebuild, they reload.
My goodness.
Do I have any other cliches for you?
42-8.
Yeah.
Against, let's not diminish the Manchester team. Coaching change, personnel changes. They'll win some games this year.
Manchester has a new head coach, and because the defensive coordinator became the head coach and the offensive coordinator moved over to the special teams coordinator, they have a new OC and a new DC also. So it's a work in progress. They are going to do just fine.
Yeah.
They'll probably make the playoffs. It will not be vintage Manchester as I sit here now to prognosticate, but you can't do a full measuring stick because the Springers this just in are still pretty darn good.
My good. And their schedule gets more fun too.
Oh, my goodness.
more income.
Next two Friday nights, reigning state champions are rolling into Airport Drive.
I love it. I love that scheduling. I love them challenging themselves.
And this just it. And Coach Lauren Johnson loves it, too. And he talking to him pregame and postgame, both times, he said he learned that from his college coach, guy you may have heard of, Frank Beamer. He said Frank Beamer always wanted to play at least one, if not two, tough games very early in the season, because how else are you going to know what you got?
How else are you going to know what you got? Well, they found out what they got last night.
And they're going to find out even more with Phoebus and Maury rolling in the next 2 weeks.
No doubt. Another team subscribing to that theory, Verina. Double overtime, Gary. Indian River got them 37-31 early season test for the Blue Devils.
And I'm not exactly sure how good Indian River is. What does this tell us? I'm not sure.
It's week one.
But Verina was number two in our preseason Sports Radio 910 CBS 6 coaches poll.
Yep.
And so it's a disappointment. What really disappoints me is in the second overtime, Indian River has the ball first, scores, Verina blocks the extra point.
Oh, you're feeling good.
To set up an opportunity to win.
Yep.
So then on third and goal, they score the tying touchdown, and it's called back because of a procedure penalty.
Oh.
Then incomplete pass, then a sack, incomplete pass, game over.
Man.
So,
That's tough.
Yeah, that's bad. So
that's tough. That'll give the coaches plenty to work with.
Yeah, that's heartburn right there.
In the film,
you know, the one of the cliches is the biggest improvements from the first game to the second game. Verina hopes that's true.
And certainly won't dent their aspirations moving forward in any way. We'll see them come playoff time, and we'll see them in that game everybody looks forward to against Highland Springs. And, you know, far be it from me to say that a team that won 42-8 could struggle against the team that lost last night. But I think Verina is good enough to give them a game.
Give me another cliche. When Verina Highland Springs,
throw out the record books.
There you go.
Throw out the record books when these two teams meet.
Why do you want to do that? Anyway.
I've covered Commanders games where I wished we could throw out the record book.
So, yeah, I heard that.
Or throw it at somebody.
Or at somebody. Couple of shout-outs from last night.
I'm so ready.
Monacan, Coach Jim Henderson's done a great job there, but he's been a little lean in the talent department, and he's a great coach. Last night they opened with a win over Midlothian.
28-21.
Which not many people expected, so shout-out to the Monacan Chiefs.
Absolutely.
And then, two winners among teams that, don't win a lot in recent years, Deep Run.
And go ahead.
No, go ahead.
When you work as hard as you work in football, like I was a baseball guy, and no matter how dog crap of a baseball team I was on, we won games.
Right.
Semi-regularly, because that's the nature of baseball. In football, you not only work harder than baseball in the sense that you're putting your body on the line, you're running sprints in the heat, you're doing all these things. You get so few opportunities. These really mean something.
Yeah. It really does. And, for Coach Mullinex, who has come in there and done a full-blown rebuild at Deep Run, and he's just, it's a challenge to have that. And on the road, do you think that ride from Mechanicsville back to Short Pump was enjoyable last night for them?
Why ride when you can fly or at least hydroplane?
Exactly. No kidding. And Meadowbrook got a road win at Clover Hill last night, and Meadowbrook and Deep Run play like it's a bracket.
Somebody's going next week.
I it's either next week or the 13th.
Somebody's going 2-0. Let's go. Let's fire up the bandwagon.
Yeah, it's that is pretty cool. So
I love it. Glenn Allen 35, Prince George nothing. I'll give the other scores here. While Gary confirms, Thomas Dale 52, Cosby 8. Another good season. Thomas Dale. They don't rebuild. They reload. Fire up the Gary Hess book of cliches.
I got a million of them.
Freeman shut out Atlee 17-0. Patrick Henry and Louisa. We'll find out Later, they were suspended due to lightning.
They were suspended. It's like the game was suspended. They weren't suspended.
I've covered some Commanders games I wish I could suspend.
It looks like the Deep Run Meadowbrook game is a couple of weeks away.
All right, so we got to put some work on that.
It's September 20th.
All right then. TJ, 31-0 winners over Greensville. Down page in class 3.
TJ, the Vikings have put together a pretty solid run of 3 or 4 years now. And so a little program building going on there. And last year they were a big part, along with Armstrong and Huguenot, of kind of what was viewed as a renaissance of city football.
Three teams all make a noise.
And Huguenot is ranked in our preseason poll. I mean, Huguenot looks to be very good. So it's going to be maybe another exciting year for city football.
One more, because you always struggle to properly contextualize the private schools. Benedictine and Trinity, obviously, both the class of that. They're both in the top 10 poll. Where do they stack up? Is that still the matchup to watch this year? They'll be right back where they left off.
Yeah, on the private school side, I believe off the top of my head that the Benedictine Trinity game is the same weekend as the Verina Highland Springs game.
Good weekend of football.
And so it's like, in the East End and in the private school world, a whole season's got to be played, and the coaches won't admit it, but everybody's got an eye on that beginning of November.
Would you circle that date on the calendar, Gary? Can we toss that on the cliche pile this morning?
I just might. And, and I think that they might throw out the record books, too, although that's a more recent rivalry.
Very much so.
It's become a rivalry because both teams have been really good.
That's an NFL-style rivalry, the way the prep league plays.
Right.
The rivalry is whoever's good that year against whoever else is good that year.
Right.
Remember when, Patriots-Colts was, the heated at, you couldn't
right.
miss Patriots-Colts.
Right. It wasn't Patriots-Colts. It was Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
Yeah, if you put Patriots-Colts on the TV right up here now, I wouldn't turn my head.
I would say this. It's kind of like the way, in today's world, how the Chiefs-Bengals has become a rivalry.
Yeah.
And that's because the Bengals have been like the only team that has the secret sauce to beat the Chiefs.
Burrow's the only guy who can beat Mahomes.
Right.
That's a quarterback rivalry.
Right.
If
exactly.
Burrow's not playing, I don't want to watch that football game.
No, I don't. Not even close.
Shout out to my Kansas Jayhawks taking care of Lindenwood last night in the opener. Everybody's got to start against somebody, Gary. Those are the rules.
It was just another way for Kansas to beat Missouri.
You get it. That's why we keep Gary coming back. I love it.
I make that joke. I'm relatively sure Lindenwood's in Missouri.
You nailed it all the way around. You nailed it all the way around. That was fantastic.
So that's good Midwest college humor right there.
Little humor for the four people that got it. But I was one of the people. It's my radio show.
If our friend Matt Dimline was listening, he'd be really mad at me right now.
Missouri beat somebody by 52, so the Tigers fans can keep
I don't
their...
remember who that was.
No, so. nobody does. Not important.
Yes, the FBS, FCS, yeah. Thursday night of opening week matchups are usually not noteworthy.
No.
Unless you're NC State and it's we need to wake up now.
Ooh, boy. About time they got the wake
Grayson
up.
Grayson McCall ended up putting pretty good numbers up.
They scored a couple late touchdowns. They padded the stats. When the committee looks at the numbers, they never have to know.
I will say one quick thing about, you were talking in the last segment about some of the disturbing trends about the ACC early on.
Yeah.
And I don't disagree with you that in general, but I will say North Carolina winning on the road at Minnesota, winning the game, the margin I don't think is relevant to winning that game. It's a road game against a Big Ten team, a lower division Big Ten team, but not like a team that's going to go 2-10.
This is what I go back and forth on with the Miami against Florida game as we blow past our time limit here.
Right.
Unremorsefully.
That's right.
Miami shouldn't have to win in the swamp at Florida. That shouldn't be a requirement for them. And yet, because of who they are, because of how every season goes there.
Because of who they are and because of who they've been of late.
Because every year they slip on the banana peel.
Right. This is the game to avoid. Here we go again.
Exactly. Yeah. It almost feels like they have to win that to set up a Miami season and keep all this offseason talk of like, yeah, there was that time we could have kneeled on the ball, but we lost the game instead. Like, we're a unified team now. That only lasts until you're in a losing locker room and you're on.
Apparently, Mario Cristobal has hired a coach. His job description is basically make sure I never do that crap again.
Do you bust to the swamp or do you fly? That's an interesting one. Because that's about, what, 3 hours? Maybe a little more?
I would fly.
College football teams probably fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At that level, at least.
At that level.
If you're going to be the U, you're flying to that game.
I bet the U's had some rowdy flights over the years. Yes. Gary Hess, thank you for dropping
by.
The
one flying home from the Fiesta Bowl after the Penn State game was not one of those flights.
No.
That was the one where they arrived wearing all the camo gear.
They've always been top 10 at running their mouth. That's never been an issue for the U. It's the part where they're on the field. That part has tripped them up occasionally. But the pregame talk, always top notch.
Yes. Smack talk, they're all Americans.
No doubt.
Yeah, okay.
Go take a nap. We'll see you next week.
Take a nap, and then I'm going to enjoy some football this weekend.
As you should. We will as well. We'll get you set up for a big weekend of football. We'll give away Nitro Cross tickets. We'll do it all in the remaining 90 minutes of MP on the Mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1
FM.
Shout out to AWOD Radio, featured on the Odyssey email today. Download the free Odyssey app, Apple Store, Google Play. You know the drill. Odyssey is our parent company. It's also the name on our checks, so we love Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
They send out a little company email every Friday, talk about all the good things happening to the company. There's our guy.
There he is.
There's AWOD. Second AWOD Football Festival. Monster success. I detect no lies here. The pizza was banging. Everything was as advertised. It was fantastic. The two people next to AWOD, there's four people featured.
Yes.
The two next to AWOD, They're both named Nikki.
Uh-huh.
I'm not convinced this isn't the same person.
They're wearing the same earrings. We discussed it. One of the pictures is really high quality, and one of them's pretty blurry.
I think they're the same person. Shenanigans at Odyssey, Inc.
Exposing cover-ups.
Well, hang on, though, because if it's possible to double-dip at Odyssey, I've got ideas. Yeah.
Okay.
PM on the mic. Now evenings on the Fan.
Yep, you don't have a middle name.
Nobody'll ever know.
Nope.
It's me. I don't know how they would be able to tell. It's a mystery.
How would they know?
We'll get to Shedeur Sanders and the Colorado game, but this is more important right now, Hazel. The woman in New York who was evicted over her three emotional support parrots has won her lawsuit against the Manhattan apartment and will be paid $165,000 in damages.
Oh, that'll buy a lot of parrot food.
That's a lot of parrot food. Meryl Lesser lived with her three emotional support parrots, Layla, Ginger, and Curtis, in Manhattan's Gramercy Park neighborhood. That sounds fancy.
It does.
Neighbor Charlotte Cullen told the New York Daily News in 2015, "Oh, God, I still wake up with nightmares of them screaming in my head." The New York Department of Environmental Protection sent inspectors 15 times but did not find evidence of excessive noise. But the Rutherford did begin eviction proceedings. She submitted letters from her psychiatrist explaining she needed the birds for her mental well-being. The federal judge has ruled that her rights were violated by the housing department.
Look at that.
Emotional support parrots.
Democracy strikes again.
Democracy, it's the best system except for all the other ones. Little Winston Churchill on on this Friday morning for you. Little local news this morning. The Washington Commanders, we've told you this, they were very open. Josh Harris is very open. They're looking for a new training camp site. Dan Quinn wants to go away for training camp next year. I suggested that I could think of one, personally, and I was able to think of one and identify it. Well, that one's off the board. The city of Richmond is going to move the Parks Department staff into the former Washington Redskins Bonsecours Training Center. It will be renamed Midtown Green. I don't know how Midtown that is. The problem is that's not Scott's Addition behind the DMV. that doesn't strike me as aggressively Midtown. No. I guess Midtown is just a general phrase that means whatever you need it to mean. Midtown Green. It is green. There's a big, big grassy field behind it.
They're labeling things like Aaron Rodgers. Words don't mean what you think they mean.
Yeah, don't believe big media trying to tell you what is and isn't a downtown or an uptown or a midtown.
Mm-hmm. You define that in your heart.
Believe it. In your heart, you know that's a midtown. Isn't Libby Mill billing itself as midtown as well?
I think so.
I think they also are billing themselves as, but we got a midtown throwdown in the Rivertown brewing. Yeah, there's a lot on the line here. We need to figure out where Richmond's true midtown is.
Where's the line, Bob?
Where's the line? Where's Midtown? As I look at this, all right, here you go. This is interesting. I searched Richmond Midtown. Holiday Inn Express on Staples Mill bills itself as the Holiday Inn Express Midtown.
Huh.
Homes.com, that is owned by CoStar.
I know.
They're big. They hire a lot of people here. They are advertising homes in Midtown Richmond, which it is defining as across Boulevard from Scott's Addition, which would fit the bill here.
Uh-huh.
Everything from the Diamond on down. Now, that's going to be Diamond District in a hot minute. Right now, though, CoStar is acknowledging it as Midtown. So we have an issue. We have two Midtowns in Richmond. And this has just come to my attention, so we can't do the full throwdown today, but we're going to get to the bottom of this, because we can't have two Midtowns.
That's just not how a city works.
One too many Midtowns.
Yep.
Those are the rules. We can only have one Midtown in Richmond.
Not enough city for the two Midtowns of us.
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
There we go.
We'll get to the bottom of what is the true Midtown.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a future episode of MP on the Mic.
I bet the Van Gogh immersive experience will be there.
If there's a broken down Lidl, they'll be there. She wrote me a nice note, thanked me for my feedback about the starry night and the windows in the church. So they're on top of it, at least. More on top of it than Lidl was. They're gone.
Apparently so.
Yeah, I mean, Grocery in Richmond is a tough game. Ever since UCrops left, I think a lot of people, UCrops left, like, we'll go take Richmond. It's not that easy.
Become a battleground.
It's not that easy, no doubt. Hour number two on tap of MP on the mic. We will talk to our guy, Parney, have a little Parney time. We'll talk about Deion Sanders, everything he's up to. We'll get you ready for a busy weekend in the world of college football. And we'll go out to Midtown, and we'll talk to Awad. He's at River City Roll today, where on Fridays he rolls. Right now, though, I want to send you out to Nitro Cross. It's not a Midtown. It's at Richmond Raceway. Rev it up. Nitro Cross is the brainchild of Travis Pastrana from the X Games. It's the next evolution of motocross, and it's in Richmond, Virginia. Next weekend, we want to send you out there. Sunday, September 8th. Here's what you got to do. I'll give you the number. You call the number. If you're the first caller, we'll give you two tickets to Nitro Cross on Sunday, September 8th. No charge. That's on us. 833-804-0910. It's Nitro Cross at Richmond Raceway. They put a big mound of dirt there. The cars will be jumping, swooping, swishing, doing all the things that you want cars to do when you go out to a car thing. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Happy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are worldwide on the Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody who called for Nitro Cross tickets. Alas, there can only be one winner, but if you were not the winner, you can still attend Nitro Cross September 7th and 8th at Richmond Raceway. Should be a ton of fun. That's next weekend, which is an NFL weekend. This weekend is a college football weekend, and there are some good ones on this schedule. I'm fired up for it. Tomorrow, noon, main event for us here on The Fan, Virginia Tech Hokies and the Vanderbilt Commodores at Nissan Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee. I would guess there will be a lot of Virginia Tech fans in that stadium. By the way, was just fact-checked on that here. Got the note. It is First Bank Stadium now, not Nissan Stadium. This Northwest Field. It's Northwest Field. That's what we're going with. That's the line. You don't want to be second, because once I know the name of something, I'm not enormously mentally invested in relearning the name of a stadium in a different city that I don't live in and will never attend a football game in. But it's Tech Vandy. It's the Nooner. It's on ESPN. It's the game day game. You know, they always roll out a college game day into a game. And I'm excited. The continuity's there. I think that will help these guys immensely. I think Vandy's going to give them a game. It's an SEC football team. How could they not? Let's revisit what happened last night in Colorado, because Hazel, you'll be tired of this in about 11 weeks, but for now, I am not tired of local college football radio announcers losing their mind over their team. Last night was a Travis Hunter show. Shedeur Sanders was playing some ball for sure, but man, Travis Hunter was so good. Here's his first touchdown catch of the. This one makes it 24-20 Colorado. He's so good. He's so good.
Third down, Shedeur, RPO, throws this one right side, comeback, leaping grab, end zone, touchdown, Colorado! Who is that masked man? Travis Hunter makes the grab, and the 100th career touchdown of Shedeur Sanders. And those two, they have ESP, those two, the way they connect.
ESP on ESPN. Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders were not done yet. They reconnected a few minutes later for another touchdown.
It's like a fire drill out there right now. Shotgun snap taken by Shedeur, throws it right side. Travis Hunter reaches up, makes a spectacular grab. Touchdown, Colorado. He's an alien. He's a freak. He's a mutant. He's the best player in college football. And the Buffaloes take a 10-point lead, 30-20. And the right front corner of the end zone, he had a defender in front of him. Somehow, he gumbied around him. He bent, he reached, he stretched, he made the catch in the right front corner of the end zone.
There you go, Travis Hunter. Big game. Big catch for him. Look, I think that guy's really good. I think Shedeur Sanders is really good, too. I am worried about both of these guys, because it does seem like Colorado has continued its policy from last year of every play either being somebody gets smoked into the turf because an offensive lineman missed a block, or amazing, incredible touchdown throw. It's fun to watch. I worry about these guys long term. Parney says hit him back on the phone. He is ready for a little Parney time, so we can get him lined up. He's a man about town right now. Lots of things brewing in Parney land. I do know that because he is he's here, he's there, he's everywhere. He's building a new baseball stadium, and we'll ask him about that momentarily. Worried about these Colorado guys. Travis Hunter, I think, has everything he needs to be a really good NFL player. I don't know if Shedeur Sanders will be an NFL player, because that is my pre-draft take on almost all quarterbacks, is you just never know. And there's a lot, you know, Deion covered for him after the game. You're not going to get that at the pro level. So there's a lot. I got a lot of Shedeur Sanders questions. I have no Travis Hunter questions. That guy's ridiculous. He's very good. Now, it's Friday. It's 11 o'clock. You know what we like to do. We like to bring on our guy, Parney Parnell, Richmond Flying Squirrels, for a little Parney time.
All right, everybody. It is finally that time. It's time for Parney time.
Parney man, what's up?
Yo, I got an opening on your show now. I dig it.
Yeah, it's, you know, if we're going to be doing this, and you're 1-0, by the way, because you told me last week Georgia Tech was going to give FSU a game. They gave more than a game. They beat them. We got to start this off the right way.
How about knowing that I like North Dakota State to cover last night?
And they did. I liked him to cover last night, too. That I feel like there's always that, like, Team America loves and bets on and moves the line way too far, and it's Deion right now. Like, it was the Yankees for a while. Like, I think if you would just bet against the Yankees in every game, eventually you were going to win because they set the line so high. That's Deion right now. Like, people are just walking up to the window handing over their money to bet on Deion. Bad business.
I do, however, like what you said. That catch Travis Hunter made, I guess it was in the fourth, was it the third or fourth quarter?
Fourth quarter, so good.
That catch that he made was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, maybe to the naked eye, it didn't look like it was one of the best catches you've ever seen, but if you really watch it closely, his body was twisted, like the guy was all over him, and he still somehow extended his hands and caught the ball securely. I thought that was one of the best plays I've ever seen, and the dude is just ridiculous on both sides of the ball. So, but hey, guess what, MP? It's college football season, baby, and we're rolling and rocking and rolling. I did not see, my daughter was texting me last night, Sammy, did Coastal Carolina win? Because that's important to my daughter.
Coastal Carolina?
Yeah.
Wait, did they play last night?
They were playing Jacksonville State, and I guess it was on one of the channels. Sammy was watching it in Charlotte. I haven't called her yet today, but I got to make sure that they won before I called her, because I don't want her to be in a nasty mood if Coastal lost.
I'm pulling it up right now. They played Jackson.
They were playing the Fighting Rich Rodriguezes.
Jacksonville State, the Gamecocks, the other Gamecocks. Do you want to know, or do you have a DVR'd? Can I spoil the score?
I want to know.
55-7 Coastal. 55-27 Coastal. You're good. You can make that phone call.
Oh my gosh. I told her that I was going to pick Coastal. She's like, "Dad, I think we might get beat. We're supposed to get beat." And I'm like, "There's no way." Jacksonville State, even though Rich Rod is like coaching down there, and that tells you how his career is going, right?
That's
But you
got Bill O'Brien at Boston College, too. It's like, man, dude, weren't you at an NFL team, like, really recently?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to think, like, who their agents are, right? It's like the famous comedians that show up in a small town and say, "I'd like to thank my agent for this gig." So it's just the same type thing. But I'm excited about tomorrow. So I apologize, I was a little late. I actually was down by the bay talking to the fish that I'm going to catch later on this evening, and I lost track of time. So my apologies for being late.
No worries at all. We love having Parney on Fridays. I'm going to do football first. I obviously want to ask you about the new stadium because good stuff's happening there. But I want to do football first. Can I entice you with 12 points and the Clemson Tigers tomorrow against Georgia?
No. No, I think Georgia's going to blow them out. I think Dabo Sweeney is yesterday's news. Just like me acclimating myself as a minor league executive to the world of social media and the changing times and climate, Dabo has not done that with NIL, has not done that with the transfer portal. And I think that the days of Dabo in Clemson are numbered.
You know, it's one of those things where it's like, if you're Clemson, I see the writing on the wall that you see. I think Clemson fans see the writing on that wall as well. But it's there's always the, like, can you do better question. And, like, if you run Dabo, are you the second-best team in the state pretty quickly?
Yeah. Because I actually think that the fanaticism that is the Clemson University and their football program, you know, for years I've had a pretty decent inside look at that program, and it's I don't mean to be so negative about it, but it's almost like a cult. Their fan base and just the way that Dabo just
it's not going to play well in the NIL era. That's for sure. And Dabo has been very open about he is not interested in NIL.
Right, but what I'm saying is, I don't know how many coaches are going to want that job. It's too high pressure.
Yep.
It's almost like, in my opinion, if Ryan Day loses to Michigan this year, no matter if he's 12-0 or not, if he loses to Michigan, I think he's gone. So who wants the pressure cooker of that job? I mean, I don't know. Like, I think Clemson's kind of the same way.
It's you can win all the games, you can be a good coach, but your fan base demands and had a dude who won that game, right? That's going to be the Michigan coach's problem, too, their new coach, because Harbaugh got him that game a few times in a row. Intrastate rivalries here. Do a couple more here. Do you have games you want to do? We haven't discussed the format. We'll figure this out as we go. Do you have games you want to do, or do you want me to toss you a couple?
No, toss me. I haven't really even looked yet.
That's the best way to do it, just straight from the gut. Local interest, University of Richmond picking up 19 in Charlottesville against UVA.
I'm with our friends over in Henrico County. I think they can cover that. I think Russ is a really good coach. I know they have a few new coaches, especially on the offensive side of the ball, I believe. Winston October, I think, is the OC. But I really think that that there's troubled times in Charlottesville. Although Tony did a good job in the portal, you know, he got the kid from North Carolina, he got the kid from Notre Dame is from Richmond. So who knows? I might be selling them short, but I think Virginia wins. But it's closer than 19.
I think UVA wins too. And then you got the main event. I was saying, it's really hard for me to get into this game. I understand it's a great game. It's Notre Dame at Texas A&M. A&M's a 3-point favorite. I get that these are both, like, really good teams, national title contenders, big early game. I can't get into a game where I don't know anybody involved because it's all portal kids against portal kids.
Well, I'll give you an inside look on this one because Jerome Bettis Jr. is a signee for Notre Dame next year. Of course, Bussy went there. I'm hoping to get down to see Jerome Jr. play next week on a Friday night. But take Notre Dame on the money line here. I think the Mike Elko era is still in the beginning stages. They're just prepping the oven right now. They're not cooking hot. I think Notre Dame goes down there and wins outright. I love them as a three-point dog.
I love it. Parney time on Fridays. Parney, before we go let you catch your dinner. Can we say what you're doing with the ballpark next week? Is that out there?
I'm not sure, but I'm in Sandbridge, so yeah, we can say it. First of all, the Squirrels have the final homestand of the season next week, starting Tuesday through Sunday. Once again, we're in a battle to win the attendance contest for all of AA. This year, we're fighting our friends at the Reading Phillies, which is personal for me. They're some of my best friends in baseball. Would love to win the AA attendance title for the third year in a row. All of us would, ownership, fans, media, front office staff. So make sure you come out one or two more times next week. Lots of great promotions. But on Friday we announced a new fireworks show on Friday. And the reason we're doing that, so there'll be fireworks on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And the reason we're doing that on Friday is we had to reschedule due to a hurricane that ended up not even really hitting us that bad, but we had to plan ahead. We're doing the official groundbreaking. Now, if you drive by the diamond and you drive by the new facility site, you'll see a lot of movement. They are working, and they have been working, but we're going to do the official groundbreaking on Friday. I think the invitations went out yesterday to the various dignitaries and officials, and then we're going to parlay that into a celebration at the game on Friday night. We're going to have a whole bunch of things happening in front of the stadium, starting at 5 o'clock, and then the game at 6:35 against the Akron Rubber Ducks. And it's going to be great. It's been a long time coming. It's going to be a big celebration.
Let's shovel some dirt. I am fired up to hear that. New stadium groundbreaking. Three nights of fireworks. Your last chance to catch the squirrels next week. Does that mean we will have the potential for in-person party time next week?
Yeah, potential for sure, yeah.
Wow. Absolutely. We'll record that when we're together next week.
Yeah, I haven't checked my schedule that other people arrange for me these days, but I'm pretty sure that I could do that. Also, I want to mention Tuesday night. It's really cool. Patrick Bailey is one of the Squirrels players that have gone on to recent really big success in San Francisco. And Caroline Phipps and the promo people at the Squirrels are giving away a Patrick Bailey bobblehead on Tuesday night. So that's certain. If you're a collector, Patrick Bailey's going to be in the big leagues a long, long time. He's now the successor to Buster Posey in San Francisco, the official successor. And he was on our opening day roster last season. So that just goes to show you how quickly this kind of stuff can happen. And Patrick Bailey is unfortunately a North Carolina State guy, which you know how I feel about North Carolina State. I do not like them, but I do like Patrick Bailey.
We'll let it slide. Parney, enjoy the day. Enjoy the weather, and we'll catch you next week for some big times.
Can't wait to talk more football. Remember, Notre Dame's going to win that game.
It's book it. Parney time. He's 1-0, folks. We are back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Friday morning, you are half an hour from AWOD Radio, live from River City Roll, the home of AWOD's Football Fest 2 franchise mode. We had a great time there over the weekend last weekend. Last time we'll all be together in one place on the weekend for a long time as we scatter to our football games and various events for the coming weeks. High school football week one in the books. Some big games, Highland Springs leading the charge there. Big win for them. College football week one coming up this weekend. You know I'm fired up to see the Hokies, the new look, old look Hokies. Some great continuity there that I think they're hoping pays dividends in Blacksburg. And of course, UVA Richmond leading the state charge as well. But we're 2 weeks away from NFL, but we're never in a position where we can't talk about the Dallas Cowboys. And Dak Prescott made a little noise yesterday. Who could have possibly seen this coming? Dak has played it cool all offseason. I think in large part because the Cowboys haven't done anything. Jerry Jones made that comment that the bad playoff loss to the Packers. Next week, we heard Jerry Jones, I'm all in for 2024. And everybody heard that. Oh, he's all in for 2024. Who's he going to go sign? Who's he going to go get? Nobody, it turns out. They brought back Ezekiel Elliott. That doesn't really count as a thing. They did not have any big-name free agents. Didn't make a splash in the draft. Largely kept things as is. They have a lot of guys going into the last year of the contract. Football players don't like going into the last year of their contract for very obvious reasons. They would like new, longer contracts. Now, everybody in Dallas has that problem because almost everybody's coming up at the end of the year. So I thought, you know, Jerry, you heard him during training camp, right? Like, hey, you know, we're not in a hurry. We're feeling no urgency. If everybody stays at the status quo, they're all mad together. If one of them gets elevated out of that position, well, now we've got ourselves a situation. And then he paid CeeDee Lamb. Now here's Dak Prescott yesterday asked if he needs a new contract before the season starts.
As I said, well, back in camp, it's two parts of this. Both sides have to come to the agreement.
You don't need a deal done before the season?
I don't need a, no.
Would you like it done before the season?
I think it says a lot if it is or if it isn't. But however, doesn't really matter to me, to be honest with you.
What does it say if it isn't?
Just how people feel.
What does it say? Just how people feel. That's the problem. I don't understand what is happening at... And look, we all poke our fun at Jerry Jones and the showmanship and the star and all the things. I think Jerry's fundamentally good at what he does. I don't think you roll off that many winning seasons if you're not. You know, I think the Niners are really good at what they do. They've been in the Super Bowl a lot recently. Very good football team. Very well-run organization. You know I was fired up when Adam Peters, their assistant GM, was hired to the Commanders. So you have... Sometimes goofy things happen in the NFL. You're like, what happened? Like, oh, the Cleveland Browns happened, or the Redskins happened, whatever. Like, Deshaun Watson, how did that contract happen? Oh, it was the Cleveland Browns. That's how that contract happened. Or any contract that they signed in Washington in the early 2000s. Like, that makes sense. You have two sane organizations here. Not that Jerry Jones is sane, but that I think he's good at what he does. And the Niners are really good at what they do. That had receivers who held out of training camp, said, we're not playing without, you know, entering the last year of our contract, we're not playing without a new contract. CeeDee Lamb and Brandon Ayuk. And you've got now a few years of precedent. A few years ago, the owners got together and said, we're tired of these holdouts, changed the rules. It now costs $4 million in fines to miss training camp if you miss the whole thing, wire to wire. The fines build up every day. They also changed the rules so that the team can't waive them. Because it used to be if they signed a contract at the end of training camp, the team would just say, ah, don't worry about the fines. They've changed the rules. They actually have to enforce the fines now. This was all part of the owners getting together and saying, let's crack down on this. We need to stop this trend. And it worked. And if you look at the notable holdouts over the last few years, Saquon Barkley, Chris Jones in Kansas City, they have not gotten what they asked for. And when they ended their holdouts, they gave them a face-saving, like, you know, here's a very tiny raise, but you don't get more years on your contract. Which is why, as you know, I've been banging the drum all August, this is not going to end well for CeeDee Lamb, and this is not going to end well in San Francisco for Brandon Ayuk, because I think those are respectable organizations. Now, the leverage on the receiver's end is these are teams that have not just Super Bowl aspirations, but arguably closing windows to win a Super Bowl. If Dallas doesn't win something this year, that whole thing gets blown up. They have to start over and they have to rebuild. In San Francisco, it's a little different, but there's health questions around Christian McCaffrey. There's health questions. There's Brock Purdy contract questions. If they give him $60 million a year, can they be competitive? My hunch is no, that's going to foil a lot of the other good stuff they've been doing. The clock's ticking in both of those places, in San Francisco and in Dallas. That's the leverage the receivers had. I thought the owners would win out again, especially given the two organizations involved here. Instead, earlier this week, Dallas Caves gives CeeDee Lamb the 4 years, $130 million, which doesn't make sense for them on so many levels. One, if you win, you know, that's great. All right, you're still going to pay him that anyway. If you lose, you want to blow the thing up. Now, you can't blow the thing up entirely because you got a CeeDee Lamb. You can't move him in year two of a contract. And three, everybody else in the building starts getting antsy. Where's mine? Wait a second. I showed up to training camp. Wait a second. I did my part. Where's my money? The squeaky wheel got the grease. I think everybody else is wondering, maybe I should have been a squeaky wheel here. I think you're hearing that from Dak, right? What are you going to learn if they don't give you a contract? I'm going to learn how they feel. Because somebody got one. If nobody gets one, that's just institutional policy. J.J. Watt famously didn't get a contract during one of his holds. The Houston Texans just said, it is our institutional policy not to do this. We're never going to do this even for J.J. Watt. Like, I don't think he was happy about it, but they've literally never done it. When you do it, everybody else perks up. Hang on a second. Where's my money? Maybe I should have held out a training camp. And you heard a little bit of that in Dak's voice, right? Like, did I play my cards wrong coming to training camp doing the thing? That's not great for team unity and morale here, sitting here with you 9 days before the regular season starts. In San Francisco, you've got an even insaner situation because you've got a team that does need to win the Super Bowl this year. You've got a team that, you know, wanted Brandon Ayuk. they could have, if they wanted to sign him, and you could make a case the Niners would be good for 3 or 4 more years, could have signed him in March for way less money, which makes sense. You know, if you like him, if you want him to be around, the Terry McLaurin deal, right? They locked him up as soon as they could. As soon as you can, do it. They didn't. Ayuk holds out. The 49ers apparently offered to trade Denver for Cortland Sutton to bring in a new receiver so they could trade out Ayuk. But that deal fell through, so they just paid him yesterday. Am I missing something here? It's two sane organizations, both caving at the buzzer here, to players who have racked up $4 million in fines and were about to face the choice of either play football or don't play football this season. And I think I know which one they were going to pick, and it's the playing football one because that's how they make their money in life. I don't get this at all.
Bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
I half thought it was going to be where's the line, Bob? Where's the line, Bob? I don't know. I don't know where the line is because this doesn't make sense at face value for either team, the Niners or the Cowboys. And look, it's a wide open NFC. I think the Eagles are going to have something to say about it as well. Christian McCaffrey's health is going to be a big question, will be throughout the season. And in Dallas, they'll win 11. It won't matter one bit until you get to the playoffs where they're going to have to prove themselves. One final Commanders note before we walk off the NFL. I told you about the Hokies having 7 captains this year. Aggressive number of football captains. Right. We all agreed. Is it 7 or 9? It was a lot of captains. That a lot of captains.
It was 7. Too many.
All right. NFL teams are all announcing their captains. 3 is the traditional number of NFL captains. The Browns, I told you the Browns, keep an eye on the Browns, 5 captains.
Ooh.
Dan Quinn was asked, who are your captains in D.C.? Would you like to guess how many captains Dan Quinn named?
I'm going 9.
Zero.
What?
0. No captains this year.
DQ.
In D.C. He will pick a game day captain each week to go represent the team at the coin toss and do the thing. They will not get to wear the C patch on their jersey. Nobody gets the C patch this year in Washington.
Interesting.
I think so much of what they've done has been designed to take pressure off of Jaden Daniels, has been to just insulate him from all the hype that's about to come, because I think he's going to be really good at football. And I think that a lot of what the Commanders are, because you have to make him a captain. He's the quarterback. I don't think they want to do that yet. Not for reasons that involve him not being captain material. I think he is. I think they just want to keep that level of pressure off of the kid. It's a wild way to approach it, though, because you got guys, Jonathan Allen, you know, Terry McLaurin, multi-year captains who now aren't captains this year. That part's a little weird. You know, Tress Way has been a captain for a few years. I don't think that's the most important thing in Tress Way's world, but it's kind of weird. He doesn't get to wear the patch this year. 0 captains for Washington Commanders. You'll hear them right here next Sunday. We're counting down to football next week. I'm fired up for that. 4:25 game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Live football on this radio station in 24 hours. Virginia Tech taking on Vandy. You'll hear it all right here. One more segment. We'll crosstalk with AWOD on Fridays. He rolls. We'll check in with him down at Midtown at River City Roll on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.